Did
at
you
all.
have a pickle?
No, I could never. I never think of mixing a pickle with turkey.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
So before I mention how excited I am that we're having a conversation, Victoria and I are back in session. I kind of was thinking that your husband, Garrett, was going to be here because the episode that he co-hosted with me, got to say, it was now one of our most popular episodes ever.
Really? Mm-hmm. That makes me so happy. He did. Okay. First of all, I put it out there to you. I was like, you should have Garrett as a guest host on our podcast. Mm-hmm. I just think it'd be so funny because, you know, I talk a lot of smack about him. So correct. I thought it'd be, you know, a good opportunity for him to talk a little smack about me. I did not know that you were going to Photoshop his head onto my head, and I died. I thought that was so funny. Was that Kyle's doing or was that your doing?
Yeah.
I love it. Good job, Kyle. And you know, I've had people message me and stuff saying that they just enjoyed that podcast so much. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he's a natural. He was all nervous and he's like, oh, I don't know if I did a good job. And I listened to it. I was like, you sound great.
He did a really, really good job. And I think that we both need to pat ourselves on the back because clearly he listened to our conversation so many times that he's like, well, I mean, this is what I got to do. And obviously I'm a great co-host because I can talk to anybody. So I can just turn it out into a great show.
It's true. And you make everyone feel so comfortable and so welcome. So yeah, no, it was so good. I honestly thought he was going to talk more smack about me, but mm-hmm. he didn't, which I was really surprised about.
I edited it. So I cut stuff out.
Sneaky.
No, he did great. But how are you? I have not seen or talked to you in, it's been over a month now.
It's crazy, right? So yeah, Cole and I spent almost 6 weeks in Florida. It was insane. We were loving life to the point that I wanted to come home, but then mm-hmm. now that I'm home, I'm like, why am I home? It's snowing. Here it's gross. Bring me back to the sun. But this is how climatized I was. Like I totally became a Floridian. So Garrett joined us at the end of the trip and we went out for supper one night and my mom and dad watched Cole. And I was like, oh my gosh, Garrett, like it's a little chilly out. He's like, it's 26 degrees. I'm like, I'm fucked. I'm completely screwed when we go home.
You know that you live in Alberta, right?
I know, but I was so used to the nice weather. And it was so funny because my parents live, they have a place in a gated community. And, mm-hmm. you know, everyone who's usually in Florida in these gated communities, they're older, right?
They're senior citizens.
They're all retired. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're senior citizens. So we called it Cole's fan club because every day when we go to the pool, it would just be like all the grandparents being like, oh my God, Cole, like, how are you? Like, they all knew Cole. They all knew how old he was. They did not know our names.
Of course.
That was
not.
Fine. They
it's
all
not important.
Knew Cole. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, right? It was so, so cute. So I think he said that he's not in the pool every single day. I'm going to mm-hmm. have to buy a membership to our aquatic center here.
Did you guys start charging the people admission to see Cole and like take photos with him and play with him and whatnot? Because that would have been
you
a
know
great
what?
Investment.
I should have. Mm-hmm. I should have because he's so damn cute with his little polarized sunglasses, his like North Face hat and his little floaty. Like he would just float around the pool like the coolest kid ever.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah. So jealous.
Welcome back. I'm glad that you had an amazing time on your vacation and you're back to the snowfall. It's snowing here as well, too, if that makes you feel any better. It's terrible everywhere right now.
Even in Ontario, too, it's snowing. So that makes me feel better that everywhere is crummy. But how are you? Like, I need an update on real estate, on the house, on the cats. Like, how is everything going? The cake? How is the Valentine's Day cake that you bought? Is everyone okay? You guys still together? Like, what's the 411?
Quick story. My boss at the restaurant, he had like a manager's dinner. So he invited all the managers, supervisors, and their spouses to his house. And we had a great time. And we were all telling stories about ourselves and whatnot. I told the story about how we got into a fight about ice cream cake, how it came to be. And people laughed at the story. It was great. But then the next day, one of the managers said, so he was going home with his girlfriend and she's like, oh, Jamie and Kyle, they're really nice people, but like that cake story, like that's not real, right? Like they amped that up just to tell a story. And he's like, oh no, no, that was real.
That is 100% a real story.
And she's like, I love that even more now that they couldn't even make up that story. That was 100% accurate.
No, that's the best thing about that story. You can't even make it up. It's 100% real. You guys almost got into a domestic. You almost broke up because of this damn cake.
Yep. Yep. I'm doing really well. I am fully licensed and working at a brokerage, Century 21 Fusion. You can look and buy or sell. Woo! You can look me up on my website, jamiebalogun.com. Thank you. Yeah, it's been really cool to finally start working in something that I was working towards for a while. It's a lot of work. Like, oh my gosh, every day, Victoria, I'm learning so much more and how to use all these different programs. And I'm still working at the restaurant. So I'm doing mornings at the brokerage and then afternoons, evenings at the restaurant. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Sorry, that was a lot right there, but it's been going well.
You are busy, busy, busy. How are you standing right now? Especially because the jobs that you're doing, they're people jobs, which that's exhausting after a while.
I don't know why, but I was thinking about this, why I chose to go from one customer service position as a bartender supervisor to another customer service position where I'm just constantly at people's beck and call and I have to smile all the time.
I've said this to you multiple times, but you will make and are making like such a great real estate agent. Who wouldn't want to buy a house from you? Like, you're so personable. Like, I feel like you will go above and beyond for your clients. Like, you got this.
Let's get personal, personal. Let's get personal, personal.
Okay, Jamie, what is the most expensive thing you have bought recently?
You know when they say that you should never go grocery shopping when you're hungry? I went to Costco a couple days ago. I was hungry and I was coming off of an edible from the night before. So I was just walking around the store being like, ooh, that looks good. A box of cereal, sure. I'm like, wait, I need two of those actually. So I would just go around and buy a whole bunch of things. And it wasn't even that much money. I spent like $160 at Costco, but it was all snacks, just stuff that I wanted for myself.
And haven't you noticed the prices of food have just skyrocketed?
Absolutely. But I typically only buy things when on sale anyway.
Yeah.
I've been noticing and I've been finding innovative ways to get free food so that we don't have to worry about that on our grocery bill.
Good for you, Jamie. Like, I feel like we have to do a whole other podcast on this, how to save some money.
Well, it's stealing, so I don't want to talk.
Love that. Love that. Great. Moving on.
Great advice. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. You're going to end up in jail. But
oh my God.
Okay. My question for you is, what is something that you've gotten addicted to recently?
So my birthday was a couple weeks ago and Garrett, my husband, bought me an Apple Watch. Fancy. I'm addicted. I love it. I love how you can add friends to it and you can challenge each other on like being active and stuff. And you can see how many calories and how many minutes your friends and stuff have worked out. There's a walkie-talkie app, I guess you would say, on your Apple Watch. So I can literally just hold down the screen on my Apple Watch and like chat with like my mom and my sister being like, hey, and then like you can talk into your phone.
Okay. That is super cool, but also super weird because like, what if I'm in the middle of like a movie or something and then you start talking like, hello, hey, hey, how you doing?
So weird, right? And a part of me was like, should I show my mom this or should I not show my mom this? Because I can just see my mom be like, Victoria, Victoria, hello, hello. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing?
Did you take your vitamin
Where
today?
Where are you? Can I call you? What's Cole doing?
So I don't want to admit this, but TikTok, there's a lot of really cool stuff that you can learn off of there and a lot of fun videos to see.
Wait, wait, hold up.
Here we go.
I mentioned TikTok to you like a year ago and you're like, oh, TikTok's just not for me. And I was like, okay, Jamie. And then what?
Okay.
You're back on the TikTok train.
Let me reiterate. I don't have it on my phone, but because you can post TikToks on Instagram or on your Facebook page, I see them.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Because I would have given you credit. Don't worry. So there's this really cool hack, though, that I find so interesting. And because we're technically still in the pandemic, so I know people are still, for lack of a better word, they're getting fatter still. If your jeans are a little bit too tight and they don't fit well, there's a woman who posted on TikTok that she had a pair of jeans that were a size 10 and she's a size 12. So her grandma told her to shower in the jeans. If you do that for like 3 to 4 minutes and then pat them down with the towel, like pat them as dry as they can, and then start doing stuff in the jeans, like squats or running or just walking briskly, it'll loosen them up a little bit. And then you take them off and you air dry them, and then they're going to fit you like perfectly.
Absolutely not. Like, I'm just thinking of all, what is that word? Like the chafing?
Yeah.
Oh, ew, sitting and doing squats. First of all, doing squats in jeans. How? Like, you're going to pop a button. Doing squats in what jeans?
I know.
Like, that does not sound comfy. That does not sound like a good time.
But think of it. It's 30 minutes of being uncomfortable for a pair of jeans that's going to fit you. I can think of jeans that I had that literally are two sizes too small for me now. So if I could do that and still like look amazing in my skinny jeans.
Okay, first of all, skinny jeans are chuggy.
Saying chuggy is chuggy, Victoria. That is, we are in our 30s. We do not say that word on this podcast unless we're making fun of people who use that word.
So apparently skinny jeans are out, which I don't know if I'll ever be able to part with my skinny jeans. I really, really like them. But Jamie, like, I can't, like, I just, like, what happens, like, when they dry? Like, don't they shrink back into place? Like, I just can't see this working.
First of all, skinny jeans are out because people can't fit into them anymore. That's why I'm trying to help out with this story. If you wore the jeans multiple times, then it's less likely that they're going to revert back to their original size.
My thing is, if the jeans don't fit, just buy jeans that fit you, you know? But
that's admitting that you have succumbed to the waistline and you're giving up.
It doesn't matter about the size on the tag. It matters how you feel and how they look.
Do you even believe that little after school segment that you just said right there? It doesn't matter. It's all about how you feel. No, it does not.
Jamie, if anyone, I'm the one that just had a baby.
Yeah, and I gained more weight than you.
I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw this girl, her name is Leah, and she set a new world record. And I'm so mad that I didn't set this world record first because I could totally do this. This is me to a T.
Okay.
She set a world record by eating 20 chicken McNuggets in 60 seconds. Like, no way. Are you kidding me? That is me to a T. Me after a night of drinking at 2 a.m. at McDonald's, I always get the family pack and I'm always chowing down on the McNugs. Like, I got this. I could eat 20 in 60 seconds, hands down.
Okay. First of all, anyone who's going to McDonald's and ordering the family pack of nuggets, like, where are you getting? Like, I didn't know you were rich, because I'd be getting like the single cheeseburger, you know, the McDoubler. Give me the value menu after a night of drinking.
You know what it's like when you've had a couple of drinks, you feel like you're a millionaire. Yeah. You're like, just make it rain. Like, I don't care how much it costs. I just need the McNugs.
Yeah. Wait, so you think that you could eat 20 nuggets in 60 seconds?
No, I know I can. I know I can. And I want to call a friend right now. Her name is Josie and Brianna, and they will hands down tell you that this is true.
This has happened. This is a fact.
Yes, fact.
This was pre-pregnancy, because you were saying before that now a glass of wine makes you super loopy. Do you think you'd be able to take the nugget challenge now?
Now even more so, especially because I'm like breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. So I'm just constantly hungry. So I could, maybe not 20, maybe 40 in 60 seconds.
Okay,
I could double. No, honestly, Jamie, it's insane. It's insane. I could do this though. Bring on the plum sauce though. I need it.
Okay. Oh, plum. Okay, you got to use the hot mustard. Hot mustard is the way to go.
No, it's the plum sauce all the way. You need a coating because they can get a little dry. So if I'm going to be eating 20, I'm like, I need something. I need something to wet my palate.
The next time that you go to Edmonton or someplace where there's a McDonald's, you can test this out. And then you can prove to all of us that you can inhale these nuggets in a minute and get yourself into the Guinness Book of World Records.
And I'll let you know whether or not I wake up with a hangover the next day or just a chicken McNugget hangover.
Just a nugget hanging out of your mouth. Just
so sexy.
I think that I would hold the world record probably for the most amount of money spent on candy. That's just for an individual.
For sure. For what is something that you think that you could eat in 60 seconds and break a world record?
Oh, it would have to be some form of gummy bears or gummy worms or anything I have from I Wholesale Candy, because
like, I can literally just picture you taking a handful of gummy bears and not even chewing, just swallowing.
Like a duck.
Fucking swallowing. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Like I'm so terrible with this because the candy that I order comes in like individual bags that's in a box. Right. So I open the bag and I literally be there watching TV, be like, yeah, snacking. And then it's like after three handfuls, I'm like, it's gone already. All right, go get another bag and do it again.
You need to reach out to Wholesale Candy and be like, listen, you need to sponsor me.
Right. I can show you my phone. I have another candy order in my cart already, ready to go.
Actually, you know what you should do for your real estate? You know how when people do open houses, they always have like cookies or whatever? Mm-hmm. You need to just have pieces of candy with a little Wholesale Candy marketing advertising. You could do a whole
campaign
with them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except my biggest thing with that is I don't like sharing my candy with other people.
I knew it. Listen, Jamie, if you sold a house because of some gummy bears, you'd be so damn happy.
I know, but what's a happier feeling, making the money or eating the gummy bear? this is a legitimate question. If you ask me, what would I rather do, go to work and make money or sit here eating gummy bears? You know the answer to that question.
Kyle's like, get your ass to work.
He's like, can you please go make some money so that we can pay the mortgage?
Our cats need to live this life that they're living.
I know. As I record in the cat den, these cats literally have a room dedicated to themselves. That's how bougie we are right now, okay?
God.
Dumb, da-dum, dumb, dumb, dumb criminals.
A man in Florida was caught shoplifting a crossbow. And you're probably thinking, like, well, how could you possibly steal a crossbow? He stuffed it down his pants.
Oh, my God.
Right? But he couldn't get the bow all the way in, so the hand that was, like, poking out of his waistband. And the funny thing is, like, he actually made it out of the store. He was able to steal it, but because of the width that the crossbow was, he was waddling, like, back and forth out of the store. You should Google the story so you can see the security footage. It's pretty funny. The employees noticed that the bows were missing and they looked at the camera and saw this man that was waddling with the crossbow. So they posted it on social media and the cops found him right away.
How ballsy. How ballsy do you think you are that you could steal a crossbow? That thing is massive.
Right? And also, like, do you know how careful you have to be to put it down your pants to ensure that nothing goes wrong?
So scary. So especially being a man, like, how scared are you when you were talking about this story? Like, your raspberries, you were probably like, please.
Like, a shot back up into my body. Like,
oh my God.
It wasn't Garrett, though, right?
No. Okay. It wasn't. Thank God. I would have left him in Florida.
Oh my gosh! No way!
Say what?
This can't be real.
A woman posted on Reddit that she's been with her husband for 3 years. They're expecting their first child. Is this me? Her family and friends threw a baby shower and they all got plenty of gifts. The next day, though, she woke up and noticed that all the gifts were gone. She called her husband and it turns out that he had sold all of the items.
What?
baskets, books, car seat, diapers, everything for hundreds of dollars.
Wow.
I know. Turns out he wanted to help his friend get his van fixed so that they could go on a trip next week. And he was entitled to at least half of the gift since it was his baby.
No.
This guy's nuts. Absolutely nuts. This is a huge red flag. Like, I've ever seen a red flag before. Mm-hmm. Like, he is waving that red flag. Like, get out of there.
Like, he is a red flag. I can't even believe. There's a difference between, like, if you have a couple things that you don't need, you have a conversation with your partner first, who's carrying the child. And then to say that you're going to use the money to go on a trip with your friend and you need to fix his van.
He literally stole from a baby.
Right. Like,
he literally stole from a baby, and I don't know where the hell he thinks he's going, because usually you have a baby shower and the baby is due, you know, in a couple of weeks. You're going on a road trip? Where? Where? This baby is due.
This sounds like a TV show. Like, I don't even believe this is a real story, but I also know it probably happens in Florida. So it's happened.
TLC is probably tracking down this couple and is like, listen, like, we want to do a reality show on you guys right now.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Well, this will be good to know since we're getting older. Riding a roller coaster can help you pass a kidney stone.
I can't imagine anyone wanting to ride a roller coaster when they're trying to pass a kidney stone.
Right?
Kentucky has more bourbon than people. The state is responsible for 95% of the world's bourbon. Whoa.
That's pretty cool. I feel like I'm getting really odd facts here. Eating your offspring is a sign of good parenting in some species, like fish and reptiles and some birds. Eating your child, you're like, I'm a good parent. I'm doing the right thing.
Oh, that's so weird. In the 18th century, tornadoes used to be called twirl blasts and twirl winds.
I kind of like that name. I like those names. They're cool.
I get it. Twirl blasts.
Mm-hmm. Old twirl blast Bessie came through here the other day.
Love the accent.
Thank you. There's a reason why there's a hole in the cap of most pens. They're a choking hazard. So if someone does swallow one, it's vented so you would be able to breathe, hopefully.
Smart.
Did you ever chew on those, like, those big pen caps when you were a kid?
No, but my friend Kristen, I can envision her pen right now. Just chew to shit.
As long as she didn't swallow the cap, it's fine. No. Also, heads up, people who chew their pens, it's a gross habit. Just don't do it.
Her immune system, though, is probably top notch.
That's so true. COVID should be scared of her.
Yeah, exactly.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
You texted me the day that this happened, the Will Smith, Chris Rock, the slap at the Oscars.
Wild.
I couldn't even believe, but I want to know, do you think it was real or fake?
It was real. 100%. I know it's real now because Will Smith is banned from the Oscars for 10 years.
Yeah. I don't know if that's really a punishment, though. Like, do you really want to sit there for 5 hours?
Right.
I watched it a couple times. And, you know, when say, like, you're at a concert or something, there's always security guards that are protecting people from going up on stage. So the fact that Will Smith literally just walked up on stage on live TV and no one stopped him or questioned what he was doing. Go off and do your thing.
It'll be interesting too to see like what they do next year at the Oscars. Like, right. If they poke fun at it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or if they have like a barricade now, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
A barricade. And then they're going to be like, oh, you don't want black people to walk up on stage. I'm like, no, we don't. Look what happened. Oh, last my year.
God.
Oh, I do want to know, how was your Easter?
It was wonderful. We went down to Calgary and we visited my side of the family. And a lot of my family hadn't met Cole yet. So that was really nice. Right. I texted you on Easter and I asked you how many pickles were on the table and you were like, way too many.
That's kind of become a little bit of an inside joke now. There were pickles on the table this year again. They were different kinds of pickles. So they're like, we were going to have a bowl of olives instead and be like, is that okay? Are olives okay? And all this. So I think it's cute.
Did you have a pickle?
No, I could never. I never think of mixing a pickle with turkey and potatoes.
Did you have turkey or did you have ham?
Oh, you know, it's funny. I think maybe his mom listened to me because last year they had ham and I was like, I don't like ham. This year.
That's so funny.
So this year it was turkey and it was wonderful. The meal was amazing. We had these delicious mini egg chocolate chip cookies for dessert. So good. Mm, yeah.
I feel like you have to say this now. I'm just kidding. I'm sure it was so wonderful.
It was, because I wasn't even going to go for Easter dinner this year because they had it on a Friday night and I still have to go to work. Mm. So I'm glad that I went there. But yeah, Easter was really good. I'm glad you had a good time. And you told me that you had to turn around because you left your purse.
Oh, yeah. I blocked that out of my mind. Yeah, that was bad. Calgary to High Prairie, that's like it's a good 7-hour drive. And then mm-hmm. you toss in a baby, which means you're going to have to stop, you know, at least twice.
Yeah.
And so we were driving and I was like, and it was so funny because that morning Garrett's like, don't forget your purse. And mm-hmm. I'm like, no, like I won't, like I won't. And then we start driving and I'm like, I haven't seen my purse in a while. And then we just start looking around. Garrett's like, you forgot it. And then I called my aunt and she was mm-hmm. like, yeah, your purse is here. And I'm like, so that ate up an hour.
Yeah.
You know, driving back and then driving back. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, your husband, he is a saint because the rage I would have felt if I told someone not to forget something and then they specifically forgot that one thing.
Yeah, he was not happy.
So we'll have him back on the show next week. He can tell us how he feels about everything, you know, but I'm glad you guys had a good time.
We will never talk about this ever again.
I know you're like, I blocked it out of my memory. Like, oh, I'm gonna bring it up. I remember.
Yeah. No, Jamie.
We have so much more to talk about, but I figure we can make that another episode instead of talking for 3 hours.
Perfect. Until we speak again.
Until we meet. Oh, yeah, because I'm going on vacation again in a couple weeks.
Oh, my God. Busy, busy.
I know.
Busy.
I know. Who am I? So popular. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
See ya.